Hello and welcome to Jerry Taylor's Tips. Welcome once again to the podcast in association with Gambler. I'm going to start with looking at the Scottish card with a Friday evening game. We've got Morton against Dundee United in the Championship. Dundee United have been well backed in the last few days. The angle I like for this one is cards. The three head-to-heads, three clashes I've had, these two have been rife for cards, 9 and 10 cards, etc. So if you're looking at Bet365, they've got the card markets. They've got the card markets in play for this game here, and I would recommend getting involved with the cards. Graham Granger's the referee. He's dished out 6 cards and 8 cards in his last 2 visits to Capello this season, so could be another lively encounter on Friday evening in the Scottish Championship. Sticking with the Championship, we've got Airdrie against Dunfermline on Saturday afternoon. Nobody's been in better nick than Rhys McCabe's Diamonds. They've been winning for fun. Tipped him up on my Telegram channel at almost 3-1 in midweek to win at High Flying Raith Rovers, and the Diamonds done the business comfortably enough at 3-1 beating Raith. So Airdrie are a team to follow. They're more or less, they're looking strong now for a playoff place in 4th position, just behind Partick Thistle. Dunfermline are 6 points behind Airdrie, so Dunfermline would really need to win this. Dunfermline, in fairness, have been in decent form as well under James McPake, but Airdrie could shade that one. It'll be a tight encounter. Perhaps, you know, Airdrie wouldn't mind a draw there, just to guarantee they're going to be in the playoffs pretty soon, the next week or two. But it'll be interesting to see how that one goes. Airdrie United v Arbroath. Airdrie United's going to be the first leg of my podcast pick. Airdrie United, I'm going to double with Hearts in the Premiership. Hearts to beat Livingston, Airdrie United to beat Arbroath. Arbroath have got 1 win in 17 league games now. Livingston, Livy Lions have got 1 win in 24 under David Martindale. So both of them are just, you know, they're pretty much down now, relegated, all but. And Airdrie United need to win to keep themselves away from the dreaded second bottom playoff relegation slot. So the honest men under Scott Brown there have to win against Arbroath, and I think they should be good enough to do so. Hearts likewise, going really well. 1 in Paisley against St Mirren against the Buddies last week. They should be too strong for Livingston, possibly Lawrence Shankland returning into the Freeria. Continuing with the Scottish Championship, guys, pays 19-20. So you're getting 19-20 and you're getting the early payout on Hearts with Bet365 there. Continuing with the Scottish Championship, we've got the Spiders, Queen's Park against Inverness Cali Thistle. 29-20 Queen's Park, 31-20 Inverness. That's a game that could end up a draw. It doesn't look much between those two teams on the league placings either. Raith v Partick, 23-20 Raith, and the Jags are 2-1. Could be a few goals in that one in Kirkcaldy at Stats Park. And back into the Scottish Premiership, Saturday afternoon, we've got Aberdeen against Dundee. Aberdeen are priced about even money, Dundee 14-5. That's going to make my outsider pick this week, Dundee, to win at 14-5. They beat the Dandies 1-0 last month in Tayside, on Tayside. And we've got one team here that needs to win to book a top 6 place. And we've got the Dandies looking with half an eye on the Scottish Cup semi-final next weekend at Hampden Park. So Aberdeen's league position is pretty much settled. They're going to be in the bottom 6. They're not getting down. They can't go up into the top 6. So the bigger incentive is with Tony Docherty's men here. You know, a draw might do, but you know, they're not sure what's going to be happening with the Motherwell Hibs game in Lanarkshire, so Dundee should really go all out for the win here, and 14-5 has caught the eye a little bit there. Celtic against St Mirren. Celtic are 1-5 pokes against St Mirren, who guaranteed our top 6 place last week, the Buddies, so Celtic should be good enough there and keep the league title hopes going there. We are winning 3 points at Parkhead. Motherwell Hibs, that really looks a game for goals. Basically, Motherwell and Hibs realistically need to be winning that game if they have any aspirations of the final top 6 place, depending on what happens at Pittodrie. So I can see that one being an inning 10 basketball game, so really fancy the goals here. So if you're back in the goals markets here, you could win a few quid. St Johnstone v Killies, the final Premiership game on Saturday afternoon. The Sainties have a decent record, a home record against Kilmarnock, but Kilmarnock have been excellent the last 17 games. They've only lost twice to Glasgow Rangers, so Kilmarnock, you'd expect them to get some sort of result there, whether it's a draw or whether it's a win, just to sort of, as they chase down the fourth place and European qualification for Derek McInnes's men. Ross County v Rangers, guys, is on Sunday. Rangers are 1-4 here. Interestingly enough, they're 1-4 here at Ross County, and they're a shorter price, 1-5, this coming midweek in the rearranged game at Dundee. So it's a wee bit of a head scratcher that, because I would have Dundee as a better team than Ross County, be it Rangers are 1-4 to beat Ross County, and they're one even shorter to beat Dundee, 1-5. So a wee bit strange here how that's priced up with Bet365. Into League One now, guys. It's Alloa, the Wasps against Montrose. That's another game that could have a few goals here. Two good goal-scoring teams on their day. Both of them looking to get in the playoffs, in the League One playoffs. So that could be a lively encounter there at the Indodrill. And an Athletic 15-8 against Cove Rangers, who are 11-10. I couldn't really touch at a game. Cove haven't had a good record over recent months, and I wouldn't be charging into them at 11-10 against Annan. Can score a goal or two, so that'll be interesting to see how that one goes. Guilty Hearts v Stirling's another good matchup. Stirling Albion are trying to get away from the second bottom place in League One. Guilty have got an outside squeak, strangely enough, of still getting into the playoffs in League One. Bit of a tall order, but this could be the last chance to go for, you know, a win here, so that'll be a lively encounter in Fife. Queen of South 1-9 pokes against Edinburgh City. The Citizens are around about 12-1, 14-1. Maybe a shout there's Edinburgh City around about even money to score. They've been scoring a goal in most games recently, and Queen of South have no clean sheets all season at Palmerston. So every league game this season, Queen of South, Marvin Bartley's Dunhamers, have conceded a goal. So Edinburgh City scored a goal at even money, might be worth a wee interest there. Finally, last but not least, the big game is Hamilton v Falkirk. Hamilton Accies against Falkirk. Falkirk are already crowned champions. They're unbeaten in the league. The only team in England, Scotland, that are unbeaten in the league. So you've got to fancy their wayside there to beat Hamilton Accies, who've been rather in and out over the last few months, and I'll just be getting ready for the playoffs soon, you would imagine. League 2, guys, again, tricky betting, tricky punting in League 2 this week. We've got Dumbarton at 3-4 against Clyde, 13-5. Clyde are still trying to scrape some points away to get away from the bottom place, to get away from playing a playoff in League 2 playoff. So Dumbarton are going off odds on Clyde. Wee bit of a decent price here on Clyde, considering Dumbarton are more or less guaranteed the playoffs now. East Fife, even money against Bonnie Rigg Rose. Bonnie Rigg Rose have only one win in 15. They're going off at 23-10. They've been relying on Neil Martinuk scoring 11 penalties this season. They've not really had any strikers that scored any decent amount of goals, so you've got to favour the Fifers there. Dick Campbell's team's been unbeaten since he came in, so even money on East Fife looks decent there. Peterhead 5-6 against Forfar 3-1. Not really got an opinion on that one. Both teams, Peterhead look good for the playoffs, and Forfar, they're just going to finish in no man's land there, so I wouldn't be touching that game at all. Spartans at 3-4 have been back to beat Stranraer, who have got the awful away record in League 2, 16-5 Stranraer. As I say, Spartans have been back for 5-6 into 3-4. Would favour the home side there with the likes of Mark McNulty and Blair Henderson leading the line in League 2, and Blair Henderson's been scoring for fun, so yeah, the home side there for me. Stenhouse Muir 3-4 against Elgin at 3-1. Stenny have crowned league champions last week in League 2. Well done to Stenny, the Warriors. And as I say, it's not a game I would get heavily involved in, especially with Stenny having really been sort of winning games over the last month or two. They've been sort of drawing more games than not, so I would just leave that, set that one out. And my dip in the England, guys, I'm going to go for over 11 corners, round about 5-4 in the Southampton-Watford game. We bet 3-6-5. Southampton's last four home games and three of the games has been 14 corners, 13 corners and 14 corners. So it looks over 11 corners, it looks fair enough at 5-4. We bet 3-6-5. That's it for this weekend, guys. As I say, if you want to join my Telegram channel, give me a DM on Twitter and I'll give you more information in the performance. I think we've hit profit 25 months out of 31 on the Telegram channel. We've also got the long shot channel, and we throw in the odd horse racing winner as well, and we've also got a chat group where we share some of our best opinions on any sports, any football odds that are decent, and any value that's out there. That's it for now, guys. All the best, have a good weekend. Cheers, bye.